We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Have a Heart Health Radio. Glad you're with us today. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior, and with me as always, who's on the other line out there?
I'm not going to answer, and I'm not going to tell you, David.
I have a mystery host with me. Now, that is my good friend and cohort, a health journalist, Bill Sardi. Bill, I have to tell you, the other day, it floored me, actually. I was talking to a customer in the store. We were talking about natural health issues, and she had a friend who was diabetic, and I started telling her, you know, she said she drank a lot of diet sodas, and I said, "Ooh, that's not such a great idea," and we turned quickly from talking about her friend to herself, and she just loved the diet sodas. They gave her energy. They didn't have any calories. She was a little taken aback by my insistence that these things weren't so good, but came across an article in the news that indicated that perhaps these artificial sweeteners that are zero calorie might actually contribute to diabetes.
They've got a big study. I'm supposed to be the journalist here and the researcher. So in Nature magazine here, they got some researchers. I believe they were at Tufts University. No, they're in Israel. Tufts University, by the way, is our kind of center for nutrition research in the country in Boston. But there are researchers from Israel, and what they did is they took animals and they gave them these artificial sweeteners like NutraSweet, Splenda, Sweet and Low. And the animals, after a while, developed a different tolerance of sugar and started to show blood sugar abnormalities. In other words, inability to glucose intolerance, as they call it, so to use their term. So then they just went ahead and found a few volunteers and started giving them some of these artificial sweeteners, and they had 40 participants, let's see, and most who had showed evidence of higher blood sugar than 236 non-users of these, you know, non-caloric sweeteners. So they tested them, and sure enough, the gut bacteria changed, and then the way they were handling the sugar and the ability to keep their sugar within normal ranges, they started to lose control. And it was the way these sweeteners changed the bacteria in your gut. They call this the microbiome now these days. And they're showing that then they can start tipping your way. Now, they did use an awful lot of this these sweeteners, but it was still within the acceptable range considered by government health authorities. But the point is that, boy, this is really a bad signal that we're using these artificial sweeteners, and it looks like it's setting us up for diabetes.
It's everyone's told us it's just about calories. Well, you know, my soda used to have 200 calories, and now my diet soda has zero, and so everything's okay. But I think you had sent me a couple of years ago a study that said that people that drank sodas gained weight, which wouldn't surprise anybody, but the people who drank diet sodas instead typically gained 41% more weight than the regular sodas. So somebody should have clued in right there that it's not just the calories.
Well, you're still tasting sweet, and it still says eat. And I don't know if we've ever done any real big studies on Candida albicans, the yeast overgrowth that occurs when we eat real sugar, and whether these other artificial sweeteners encourage the same. But, you know, we become convenience food freaks. We just are hooked on, and our brain is hooked on convenience foods, and anything with sugars, even fruits and things, can get us. And then the yeast overgrows in our digestive tract, and that's sugar craving, and then that leads us to being sugar cravers. And so we got to beat it back. A good way to do it is with garlic. Regular use of fresh garlic, not cooked garlic, in your diet. Our sponsor, Garlazyme, would like to show you how to do that. We usually bring up our sponsor's product near the end of the show, but Garlazyme assuredly delivers allicin, which is the primary molecule that does the bacteria killing selectively. It doesn't kill good bacteria in your digestive tract. Isn't that interesting how nature does that? But kills off the Candida albicans, the H. pylori, that's another bug, leads us to ulcers and stomach cancer. So allicin's the molecule you need. You can get it by crushing a fresh clove of garlic and then trying to down it. It'll be pretty pungent. You'll have the garlic odor and breath, but it works. Or try the alkaline-buffered Garlazyme capsules, which assuredly delivers allicin without the garlic breath and odor. And if you want to know about them, it's kind of an early way. We don't like sticking advertisements here in the beginning of the show because we like to show our audience that we're here for them and without – with a lot of health tips that we have no commercial interest in. But we just fell into this one. Garlazyme, 866-674-3955. Leave your name and phone number. They'd love to get back to you. 866-674-3955. Garlazyme, by the way, is going to change its name to Garlanex because our competitors keep stealing our trade name, so we're going to change it a little bit. But Garlazyme is the current name, and it's just a revolutionary product. They just put alkaline minerals in there, and it, well, I can't say it's cheaper than dirt, but sure is economical. $8.60 a month if you buy four bags, four months supply. I think it's like $11 a month if you just order one at a time. But you order the four bags, it's $8.60 a month. How's that for being economical and the shipping is free? So I'm sorry to stick that in because we really do like to tell our audience that we're here for them and give them health tips in the beginning. But this convenience food eating often brought on, and the artificial sweeteners changing the gut bacteria, which is, you know, the bacteria in our digestive tract is acid-forming. That's why we call it acidophilus and bifidus. And those acid-forming bacteria, that's the last part of your immune system before things enter it, and we don't eat sterile food. There's a little bit of yeast there or fungus, and there's a little bit of bacteria count in all foods we eat, and the stomach acid kills it off. So we want to have an acid stomach. You may have fallen for the message that we need to have an alkaline body, all of that, but we really need an acid digestive tract. We can't absorb our B vitamins, calcium, magnesium, iron, and so we need an acid digestive tract. And without acidophilus, we don't have it. So it helps you to take a little acidophilus. We digest foods better if we have a little acidic foods. Some of us can't handle tomatoes and things, but the acidic foods tend to do that. If you sit down for a meal like they do in Europe and they have bitters before they eat, bitters, you can buy bitters, and then it sets off your stomach acid and you have enough stomach acid to of course, digest foods properly. And the problem is, as we get older, we don't make those acid-forming bacteria. The little cells that make it, some of us have a shrinkage of our digestive tract called atrophic gastritis from the H. pylori continually knocking out the acid-secreting cells. And we may not have much capacity to make stomach acid, and then we don't digest food very well, and we have reflux and heartburn, and we have malnutrition, malabsorption, and certainly fatigue, and all kinds of manner of problems. And you know, if you're really having problem, you can't get enough acid formed, what do you tell people as a substitute for stomach acid in your store, David?
Well, typically, Bill, you brought up bitters. And if I can encourage people to either drink some natural bitters, and they taste bitter, hence the name, they don't taste good, and we even have some in capsules. So that's one approach. But the other thing is we have you try a little bit of hydrochloric acid, betaine HCl with pepsin, and about 95% of the people who, quote, have acid reflux get relief with a little bit of this hydrochloric acid, which primarily works in the stomach. And then you do digestive enzymes so that you break down the food, and most people that, and maybe some probiotics. But, you know, Bill, I wanted to get back
to go back to that real quick. So our audience gets it. betaine, B-E-T-A-I-N-E. It's very acid. Don't be afraid of it.
Yeah.
And your stomach makes plenty of acid. I kind of use it now. I'm up in my years, so I kind of use it when I have meals or heavy meals. I use an acid tablet. I digest the food much better, and you shouldn't be afraid of that. And it'd be a great help. I mean, if you're burping and belching and doing all these things, watch the dairy you eat because you may be a little lactose intolerant. And then watch, you know, what you're doing here. And if you're showing signs of heartburn and so on, like David's saying, you might try some of the betaine, B-E-T-A-I-N-E, hydrochloride. It's in health food stores. David Stouter, my co-host, is the founder of Apple Health Foods in Redwood City, California. And we send this broadcast, I wish it was around the globe. We send it to Southern California, San Francisco, and Las Vegas area currently. And so if you're listening in, David and I are broadcasting from two different locations via Skype, and we do this as a pre-recorded show. And we like to tell you about things that will make you healthier. So there's one I think that might help a lot of people, don't you think? You wanted to say something.
Well, you know, Bill, when we go back to this study on the artificial sweeteners, and it looks like they somehow, because they didn't define it, alter gut bacteria, which changes how you metabolize sugar. You brought up, when you were talking about fresh garlic, garlicime, and allicin, you brought up that this naturally fights candida. And you wondered if these artificial sweeteners affect candida, but you may have hit very possibly on what the mechanism is. If these things, just like regular sugar, feed candida, they will disrupt the gut bacteria. And we know that the candida yeast actually sends out little messages to our brain that want us to eat more sugar because it feeds them. So, again, going back to the importance of something like a probiotic and something like real allicin that, again, you can only get from fresh macerated garlic or garlicime, the only pill that actually delivers allicin. So we may have helped people more than we think here.
Maybe. I was wondering where I got the Tufts University thing because I was just reading in prep for the show about Tufts University doing some research, training your brain to prefer healthy foods. And so, you know, we kind of prefer sugary foods. It's convenient. It makes our brain feel good. We like it. And, you know, you want to train your brain, kill off the candida, the sugar-craving bacteria. And you always have a little bit of it. You're making it overgrow when you eat sugary food. So be very careful there. No bread, no pasta, no rice. Those turn to sugar. Those are called carbohydrates. And no refined sugar. And we're talking about the non-caloric sweeteners. Maybe not a good idea because they're altering the good bacteria, the acid-forming bacteria in your digestive tract. And that is harmful to you. You know, I wanted to talk about today, David, as we talk through the show. And I wanted to ask people, I wonder if they could even visualize where I sit, where you sit every day. Because I have information on my desk, and I'm just going to go through some of it quickly that I get to read every day.
Well, may I ask, let's do this, Bill. Let's tease the audience just for a moment. We need to take a short break here and have a Heart Health Radio, and let's get to that list when we come back.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere, folks. We will be
garlic,
here.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlicime is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlicime also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlicime in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlicime, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Welcome back, everybody. Have a Heart Health Radio. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior. With me, health journalist Bill Sardi. Bill, and you made a great point, and I've said this before, too. You know, where we sit in the world, the information that comes across your desk, which you send to me, I wonder how people would react. Now, you said you had a list of things you wanted to tell us.
Well, you know, there's so many things I could share in a show, but I'm just going to kind of do these in kind of one or two sentence things. Here's a study out of the Journal of Glaucoma. High prevalence of anxiety and depression among patients with primary open-angle glaucoma. Do you have high fluid pressure in your eye? It affects the optic nerve. Maybe you're on beta blockers at eye drops for the treatment of that. Beta blockers induce disease. It slows your heart. You get less oxygen to the brain and areas above your heart. You're going to cause fatigue, asthma. That's what the treatment does. But they found that people who have glaucoma have high anxiety and depression. Well, we think it's somewhat vitamin D related. We've seen some connections in the literature there. And we know that people that have glaucoma seem to have a lot of iron and calcium overload. So I wouldn't suggest you take dietary supplements with calcium or iron. Oops, you just said, but what do I do about my bones? You don't. You get your calcium from your diet. That's going to be adequate. What you really need to replace, especially for the females listening, is the estrogen, which holds the calcium in your bone. You can get that from bioidentical hormones from a doctor, an alternative doctor that prescribes them, or you can get something like a phytoestrogen like you find in flaxseed meal, or what we like to promote, resveratrol, the red wine molecule, the safest plant estrogen, about 1/7,000th the strength of estrogen, but safe, considered the safest plant estrogen that there is. Okay, here's a study here, genetics and molecular research, reversal of vitamin D on different multi-drug resistant cells. So we have drug resistance in antibiotics when we treat infections. We have drug resistance when we treat cancer, and they're pointing out that vitamin D helps turn that around. Are you undergoing chemotherapy? Might be a good idea to get some vitamin D, make sure, because inevitably chemotherapy ends up with chemo resistance. That is, you drug resistance and you can't kill off the cancer cells. Inevitably in every case, so maybe vitamin D would be helpful there.
I'm all for it.
You know, and so that these kind of things. Here's a wonderful study I didn't get to report a couple of weeks ago from Science Reports, and it says that for every lung cancer risk decreases by 7% for every 100 milligrams a day increase in the consumption of vitamin C. Now, we all should be – I think most of the vitamin C pills in the country sold today are 500 or 1,000 milligrams.
Yeah.
We need to take it through the day to keep up your blood levels because it's water-soluble. It gets excreted rapidly. But for every 100 milligram increase – now, don't just take a 500 milligram pill – and think that does you for the day. Do it two or three times a day if you can remember. I put vitamin C in the car by my desk, in the kitchen, so I can reach for vitamin C pills frequently through the day. But lung cancer, you know, it's a terrible thing. Some people get it that were never smokers. And the issue is that they have treatment, they just don't have a cure. Once you're diagnosed, you've got about a 2-year clicking clock, and then that's it. You're going to, you know, you don't want to get lung cancer. Looks like vitamin C is very powerful in that area. Say, would you like to increase muscle in your body? I would too, and I would like to do it without doing that weightlifting. And it says here in the Journal of Science and Medicine and Sports that vitamin D is a muscle toning vitamin. It tones up your muscles, and they noticed that people that fall and break their hip as they get older, it was because of the lack of muscle tone, and the lack of vitamin D, it wasn't because their bones were weak and brittle. And so we tend to think that hip fractures are because bones are weak and brittle. Yes, but most of the fractures are coming from the fact that we didn't have vitamin D in our muscle tone to keep us upright. So I think that's a good deal. Here's another little study, joining the vitamin D revolution. Asthma in the elderly, have you started to look towards the steroids, inhalers? You're getting asthma late in life, you don't know why, and they're linking it to vitamin D insufficiency. So you want to make sure you take 4,000 or 5,000 units of vitamin D a day, says the Vitamin D Council. That's their recommendation. By the way, there's two types of vitamin D in the health food store, and out of the Journal of Current Alzheimer's Research, they took the synthetic vitamin D2 and they put it in a lab dish and compared it with the natural form vitamin D3 in its ability to eliminate the beta amyloid plaque that we associate with Alzheimer's disease memory loss. And the vitamin D3 worked and the vitamin D2 encouraged more plaque formation. Ah!
Oh!
So don't get the synthetic vitamin D2. Get the vitamin D3 in your health food stores.
Hey, Bill, and just a quick message. About the only people that ever really ask me for vitamin D2 are people who are vegans, because vitamin D3 in most cases comes from fish or sheep's wool, ultimately, if you want to put it that way. But there is now a vegan vitamin D3 that is available. Just want everybody to know that if you're a strict vegan, you don't have to take this vitamin D2. You can still get vitamin D3, but go ahead with your list. I just want to throw that in there.
And vitamin D insufficiency in the Journal of Clinical Cardiology, they're noting, you know, some of us have clogged arteries and the four coronary arteries that feed oxygenated blood to the heart. That can block, we get a heart attack. But about half the heart attacks are from electrical conduction problems. And so we don't know why, and nobody addresses this. These tend to be the sudden mortal heart attacks. And they're relating this to, well, the lack of vitamin D again. And this is out of the Journal of Clinical Cardiology. Vitamin D deficiency associated with increased prevalence of major electrocardiographic abnormalities. Wow. And modern medicine, we've known about vitamin D since it was discovered in 1922, and they're just now getting around. They've never had an good explanation why we have electrical conduction problems in our heart and why our hearts just stop beating. Well, you keep the you don't need to hire an electrician. Just make sure that vitamin D level is up there. And if you have those kinds of problems, you certainly want to look at that. If you're getting scared about the Ebola virus, we talked about this in a prior program, the Ebola virus, the politicians and so on making a big thing about this thing, it only affects people in Central Africa. They're dark skinned, their vitamin D levels are low, they have very bad nutrition, and that's why it's occurring there, and it doesn't go anywhere else. It's only been mortal to 1,500 people since 1976, but they're acting like it could sweep around the globe. It does not, it's not transmissible by me coughing, sneezing, or anything. It has to be by fluids, and it's very difficult to transmit. It is a highly mortal virus, about 50% of the people who get it. But the headlines are scaring us, and I don't know whether they have something planned, but if they bring it here, it shouldn't be, they're going to scare us more than it's going to be an actual threat. But I'm reading right here, and it says right here, biological trace element research, that selenium deficiency results in viruses being virulent and spreading, and they can be a problem. And so you want to make sure you get enough selenium in your diet. If you're not eating very well and other things, you don't have varied plant foods in your diet, you want to make sure that your multivitamin probably has enough selenium. And it says here, the Ebola and Marburg virus, you die of a hemorrhage when you have the Ebola virus. That sounds like vitamin C deficiency. You want to make sure you're taking that and vitamin C, because I think whatever this virus does, it's not going to come here. But if you're worried about all viruses, vitamin C would be life-saving in that case. So
Hey, Bill, let me comment about what you said about selenium. I remember reading a study about selenium and the HIV virus, and what they said was that when the cells are rich in selenium, the virus actually will kind of sit there and eat that and be happy and sort of slow down. And when selenium is scarce in the body, then the virus goes out actively looking for it and spreads all over. So you keep your selenium levels up. As you just said, it seems to take a lot of the virulence away from these viruses.
Folks that are taking a multivitamin, if you're doing a good job there, the Society for Medical Decision Making had a meeting, and they found out that folks that are taking dietary supplements are 8.4% less often going to be readmitted to the hospital after 30 days, you know, within a 30-day period of your discharge. And the length of your hospital stay is going to be 16% less, and so on, and the costs associated about 15% less. So for Medicare folks, you go into the hospital, you know, these multivitamins have probably been working well for you. It's the first thing they take away from you when you go to the hospital. Kind of crazy. And I want to report on the Journal of Molecular Nutrition and Food Research. Allium vegetables decrease the risk of gastric cancer. We're talking about onions and garlic primarily, and the risk reduction was 40% for garlic and, 45% for the onions. So in that range, that's a pretty good reduction, you know, almost cutting it in half. And so make sure you get, you know, garlic and onions in your diet and cook with them. I know folks don't like them. Some people look at onions and go, I can't have them. If you cook them, I think you'll find that you can handle it. And there's some wonderful molecules in there. And remember, we keep telling you the key molecules in garlic are destroyed by the cooking. So you can't get it that way. You can crush a fresh garlic clove, and then you'll enzymatically activate allicin, the key molecule there. And if you can't handle swallowing a fresh crushed garlic clove, then you can get our Garlicime capsules, and we'll give that number out again near the end of the show. So I'm just trying to roll through some of the things that get on my desk, and it's not enough for me to make a whole 15-minute segment out of, but this is the world where I live every day and wanting every one of our listeners to catch hold of this kind of revolution, not expensive drugs. And I read here, many worry that their medical debts will overwhelm their finances, and they certainly will unless you learn to stay healthy on your own so you don't have to go to the hospital, don't worry about those things. So work on staying healthy, and we're trying to tell you how to do that.
And
modern medicine wants more disease to treat, so you don't want to have to get on that conveyor belt where they detect more disease and then start treating you. You want to just stay healthy where you don't need it.
Well said, Bill. You know, there was some a new study, kind of a confusing one, I thought. You sent it to me. You wrote a report on it, on macular degeneration. And that's a pretty important subject. I think it's one of the leading causes of blindness. Let's discuss that when we come back. Folks, you are listening to Have a Heart Health Radio. Don't go anywhere. It's time to close the medicine cabinet and open the vitamin shelf. This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I invite all of you iPad and Android owners to download the Vitamin Shelf app. The Vitamin Shelf app normally sells for $1,000, but if you are one of the first 10 million downloads, you'll get a 100% discount. What I mean to say is it's free. The app will keep you in touch with Apple Health Foods. You'll have easy links to our contact info, upcoming events, our Facebook page and Twitter feed, and best of all, mobile access to thevitaminshelf.net. Here, you'll hear years of archives of our San Francisco radio show. You'll get interviews with the experts in the field of health and nutrition, health news reports, and biting commentary. You'll be alerted when new content is posted, and I promise to be informative and not annoying. Go to the iTunes App Store or Google Play and search for The Vitamin Shelf. The Vitamin Shelf app is free, and it's the only known cure for neutrophobia. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us, where we are trying to give you real science, real health, and some common sense. So hopefully some things that you can use. But one of the things is, Bill, sometimes, and Bill Sardi's with me, health journalist. I'm Dave Stouter, the health warrior. You know, I coined a term once. I called it the tyranny of science. And what I mean by that is sometimes we're looking for that authority and all we get is confusion. So we've been, you know, I've been recommending good nutrients for the eyes for decades. And, you know, then years ago, the sort of the drugstore people started making vitamins for the eyes. And I don't think they're very good quality, the ones I see, but I was sort of happy that the doctors were at least moving in the right direction. Now, apparently there's a study that says sometimes these nutrients are good for the eyes, but sometimes they're not. It has to do with genetics. It just seems to be confusing. What do we do about all that, Bill?
Well, this is a shocking report. A lot of you have relatives that have this macular degeneration. The macula, the visual center of your eye, about the size of a pencil tip. Millions of cells there. That's what we use for our central reading vision and color vision. About 14 years ago, the National Eye Institute suggested we don't have anything for macular degeneration. And what can we do? We don't have any medicines for it. We have treatment. When it only gets to its advanced stage, maybe we ought to try and slow it down. And so they developed what they called the age-related eye disease supplement, the ARADS formulas, and they're known by brand names PreserVision and Ocuvite in the drugstores and so on. And they contain beta-carotene, vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin C, and some zinc. And this is generally, and maybe a little copper. So that's what's in there. 14 years ago, they started this and then have kept an ongoing studies. And here's the shocker. In the Journal of Ophthalmology, here in September, it says that they took four common genetic groups found in the population, and they tested the supplements like Ocuvite and PreserVision in people that had macular degeneration, and they found, this is shocking, that the Ocuvite PreserVision ARADS formulas didn't work in three out of those four groups. And in fact, in a couple of them, hastened your macular degeneration to get to the serious advanced stage where you needed injections of medicine into your eyes. Wow, this is horrible. And, you know, it's going to take them years to find out actually what works. And, okay, you could go for genetic testing to find out, because zinc in one group helped them tremendously, and in another genetic group, it had a 307% increased risk for the worsening of the disease. My gosh, should you take zinc or shouldn't you? Well, no one knows. Now, you could get the genetic testing. It would be hundreds of dollars. I don't know whether Medicare is going to pay. I don't know with this new study whether doctors are going to try to get genetic testing. If you look at the data here, then most of the people would take the genetic test to find out there's nothing that could be done for them. Wow, this is shocking. You may be taking, isn't it odd, the National Eye Institute with eye doctors develops a formula of dietary supplements that lines their own colleagues' pockets. Do you wonder? Do you think maybe they had a different motive? Isn't it odd it took them 14 years to discover this? And it's probably going to take them another 14 years before somebody says stop. And these ARADS formulas should be thrown in the trash can.
And by the way, Bill, I just have to note every single one I've seen and the ones you've mentioned have synthetic vitamin E and poor forms of minerals. So I don't call them high quality, but go ahead.
No, they're not. They're trying to reach the pocketbook of seniors. Now, this is what gets me. PreserVision, I'm just looking here online at some good prices, $27 a month. Ocuvite's a little more economical, $14, $15 a month. I mean, these can be somewhat expensive for folks on a limited diet, but I mean a limited income. But, you know, I've got reasons. If you want to go to knowledgeofhealth.com, knowledgeofhealth.com, you can read my whole report. For better or worse, antioxidants and zinc for macular degeneration. And we try and make some suggestions how we got here and how modern medicine tends to line its own pockets. And it does it in ways that are obsequious. And in this case, we've been taking vitamins that may hasten our, you know, for us to be listed as visually impaired or legally blind, which is beyond the 2200 point in the on the visual acuity chart. But that 2200 means you have to stand at 20 feet where somebody could stand at 200 feet to see the same letters. So, you know, what we have here is a tragedy. It's terrible. And you're going to have to get more needles injected directly into your eye to save your vision. It may not – it's fairly effective 85% of the time. 15% of the time, it isn't effective. What are you going to do? And my report outlines some of this. And what they point to, the geneticists, is that for whatever reason, the copper and the zinc in these formulas – activates an internal antioxidant defense in your body, but it only activates one of them and not the other, and it imbalances your antioxidant defense in your body, and you end up with your vision deteriorating faster. And this is called something called superoxide dismutase, SOD, SOD 1 and 2. And interestingly enough, resveratrol, the red wine molecule found in other animal and other studies, showing it normalizes the balance between SOD1 and SOD2. So you should be taking a eye formula that has resveratrol in it, the red wine molecule. Now, the only one that's been tested in humans is Longevinix, our sponsor's product. We cannot make a claim that Longevinix cures, prevents, or treats any eye disease. We can tell you it supports eye health. But we can tell you it's the only studied dietary supplement with resveratrol in it that had a positive effect in cases. Dr. Stuart Richer at the Veterans Hospital in North Chicago. So it was favorably received and it worked positively in a number of people. Products that have ingredients in it that are based around resveratrol would be much better than the current Ocuvite, PreserVision, ARIDS formulas, and we point out, and you know, some of these resveratrol pills, they're way overdosed, and then you don't get the effect. Now, how are you going to know? I can't sort them all out. There's hundreds of brands of these things for you. It's difficult for me to answer it all here on the phone. The only product that's been pre-tested in humans and for eye health is the Longevinix product, our sponsor. If you want to find out more about it, you can go to eyedoctorrichter.com, E-Y-E, doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, Richer, R-I-C-H-E-R, eyedoctorrichter, Dr. Stuart Richer, and he can talk to you there. You know, he has some presentations there he talks to you about, and you can read it if you're able to read and see the work he's done with resveratrol-based dietary supplements, in particular Longevinix. And I will encourage you, don't risk your vision with totally unproven dietary supplements, because some of them are overdosed and your vision's going to go in the wrong direction, just like what we have here going on today with these ARADS formulas. And so if you want to know more about Longevinix, that's 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000, and you can read our whole report at knowledgeofhealth.com, knowledgeofhealth.com. And you leave your phone number and the folks will call you back, inform you, send you literature. There's no sales pitches. We're just trying to help people that are looking for answers. But I think this, I did in my research look up, and there is a macular degeneration diet. It is a low carbohydrate, what we keep saying here, a low sugar diet. So diabetes and sugar seems to be related to macular degeneration. So you want the no bread, no rice, no pasta, no refined sugars. Try to go from there. I list, you can click in on my report online and read the entire report about a diet for macular degeneration. And some of the other good dietary supplements for macular degeneration include vitamin D3 and DHA-rich fish oil and lutein, zeaxanthin. By the way, the D3, the resveratrol, and the lutein zeaxanthin are all in Longevinix Advantage. That's our elite premier formula. And of course, avoid smoking. Aspirin is a risk factor, actually. Supplemental copper and iron, not good for you. Too much alcohol, not good for you. If you're trying, vitamin C, helpful, won't cure the disease. Your vision tends to improve on the lutein, zeaxanthin. These are all things you can do. And melatonin at bedtime, they're having good results in Europe taking melatonin capsules. So, and I suggest a time release one. So I'm trying to synopsize my report here for you because we're on limited time. If you can get a loved one to download my report, print it out, and read it to you. If you don't read very well, it's in large type online at knowledgeofhealth.com. The report for better or worse, antioxidants and zinc for macular degeneration. If you want to find out more about Longevinix, the red wine pill contains resveratrol, 866-405-4000. And I don't know what the ophthalmology community is going to do. Either order genetic testing on everybody, which may not come to a good conclusion because they just may tell you there's nothing they can do for you, or think about using a different variety of dietary supplements to head off progression of this disease. And on my research list was vitamin D, lutein, fish oil, and resveratrol. So those are all good things along with melatonin at bedtime. So is that what you recommend to your customers, David?
Well, absolutely. And Bill, we need to take a break, but I'll just tell you in our store, again, I won't imply anything, but I come in the store sometime or call me because I can tell you stories we've had with customers in our store on taking Longevinix and the impact it has on eye health. So it doesn't surprise me that these low potency, poor quality raw material vitamins are not as helpful for everybody as we thought. But as Bill just told you, there are solutions. We're going to take a short break here and have a Heart Health Radio. We'll be right back.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinix, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinix. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinix. Go to Longevinix.com or call 866-405-4000.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Dave Stouter here, the health warrior, health journalist Bill Sardi. And for those of you that just listened to the end of the last segment, this is why we like to have Bill on the radio. Do you get this kind of advice typically from your health food store, or certainly not your doctor? This is why we have this show. We want to point you in the right direction here. Bill, throughout the show, I was going to bring up an article I saw that just the title said it all, that there's an increase in people going to rehab for sugar addiction. And you brought it up. It's a risk factor in eye disease because the kind of free radical damage that occurs with sugar is particularly damaging, more so than the, run-of-the-mill kind, if we can say it that way. And we were talking about, sugar and the gut and the way this candida. This sugar thing seems to show up in almost all these diseases, eye disease, diabetes.
Okay, and I've said there's an umbrella disease.
Okay.
We're looking, we have all these specialists. So diabetologists handle, diabetes, internal medicine doctors, diabetes. And then the eye doctors handle macular degeneration. And then the cardiologist handles cardiomyopathy, the heart dies in place. Not a heart attack, it just kind of dies in place. And then there's the kidney problems. And so, a nephrologist handles kidney failure. But they're all the same disease. You get diabetes, you get kidney failure, you get cardiomyopathy, your heart turns gray and dies in place. And it's all one umbrella thing, the relationship between blood sugar and macular degeneration and all of the disorders I've just mentioned, along with Alzheimer's and along with glaucoma. They're all one disease. We've got all these doctors bidding to make money and bill insurance and treat them as if they're different locations, but they seem to be all one disease, and they're all related to the elevation and lack of control of blood sugar. Now, we've had programs before, control the iron in your diet and make sure that, because that seems to drive this and everything else. And of course, what this bacterium in your digestive tract, this it's actually a fungus, yeast, Candida albicans, is the sugar craving. And once you've got that refined sugar, and for whatever reason, the high fructose corn syrup brought in the 1970s, developed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to make money for our corn farmers. It's corn is turned to high fructose corn syrup. And then we had the cheapest sugar in the world, and it was exported, made us a lot of money. But it put the diabetes epidemic and spread it around the globe, primarily in soda pop. And so soda pop shouldn't be in your house. And it's, you know, we're trying to give you ideas how to get your handle around it. Oil of oregano kills off Candida albicans. But particularly garlic is good for this. And we've talked about our assuredly produces allicin alkaline buffered garlazyme capsules, that 866-674-3955, only $8.60 a month. For a garlic pill without the garlic breath and odor, 866-674-3955. Or try fresh garlic if you can handle crushing it yourself. The cooking destroys the good stuff in there. So, you know, we're just trying to talk to people about this sugar monster because it is America. We've spread this sugar monster all over in soda pop primarily, and spawned the diabetes epidemic in all of the developed and underdeveloped countries of the world. I just want to say someplace where sweeteners never took off, where soda pop has never really gained a big hold, is Japan. And they have 58,820 centenarians, people that have lived over the age of 100. It's wonderful. They're growing. They have 46 people over the age of 100 for every 100,000 people. It presents some challenges to them in caring for these people. 90% of them are females. More of them will be men if they'd stop smoking in Japan. That's their big curse. Smoking and sake, drinking a lot of alcohol among the men. And if those men, well, they would live almost as long as the women if they had better health habits. But it's amazing. Now, we have 17 per 100,000 centenarians in the United States. Japan, 46 per 100,000. Boy, you'd wonder. And we talk about Longevinix, our anti-aging pill, that, you know, living more healthy years in your life. And what's the chance? Well, they have a low-carbohydrate diet there. They don't have, you know, lack of gymnasium. They don't have diet books. They don't go to the gym. It's all about a varied diet. It's not high in sugar. The fish is part of the diet, so they have the omega-3 oils. And phytoestrogens, well, you know, resveratrol, the red wine molecule that we put in Longevinix, is what we call a phyto or a plant. It looks like estrogen. Don't get afraid of it, guys. You're not going to grow long hair and have other female features. But that's the kind of molecule you want to live exceptionally long. And here the Japanese make use of them all. We recommend miso soup is a key ingredient, the seaweed for the iodine, the fish for the omega-3 oils. These are key components. The soy that they have there, it has a lot of what we call IP6 in it, controls the minerals. Certainly the green tea with the EGCG is the molecule in there. And it is a phyto or plant estrogen-like molecule as well. So these are the components of that diet. A lot of them are mimicked in the capsule called Longevinix, like the word longevity. And we talk about it a lot. Think of that difference. We're living in the greatest country in the world, and it is not the healthiest or the most long-lived. It's Japan is 46 centenarians for every 100,000. We only have 17 for every 100,000. So you want to live long and healthy. A lot of folks are afraid to live longer because they're afraid it's going to, you know, bankrupt their retirement accounts. And they don't want to be old. They want to be young and healthy. That's what the Longevinix capsule does. It increases the health span and your lifespan. The goal is to live 7 more healthy years, and then Medicare won't go bankrupt, and you won't see all your retirement accounts and everything dwindle. So you want to live 7 more healthy years. Longevinix, 866-405-4000. If more people would, there's $419 million of dietary supplements sold for the eyes. Probably Longevinix is the best documented supplement for the eyes. It doesn't sell even $100,000 have $100,000 of business in the eye care market, and yet it is the best posed dietary supplement to help people with eye problems and the best studied. And there's $419 million of eye supplements being sold that it looks like they're just going to make things worse. So, you know, it's terrible that the two big supplements, Ocuvite and PreserVision, sell $80 million just by themselves. So, you know, the populace, as we get older, we're adding more years to the end of life. You know, Americans started living longer a ways back because we cut the infant mortality. So the average number of years we lived was longer. But now we're adding years to the end of life, and this is imposing a problem. We need to be active and independent, still keep our driver's license, keep our vision in good shape, and we're going to suggest something to support a long, healthy life and good vision is Longevinix, 866-405-4000. Do you have anything to add there, David? I'm sure a story you can tell us from your store.
Well, you know, the one that really sticks with me for a couple of reasons, we were playing the Emmy-winning CBS broadcast that talked about Longevinix, Dr. Richer, macular degeneration. And a woman saw that, and she said her dad was 74 years old and was losing his vision. So she bought him a box. Well, she came back a little over a month, and she was very excited because he was now seeing faces on TV and could read license plates. His vision was returning. But the sad thing was, and I'll leave you folks with this to ponder because we're just about out of time, his wife was furious. And Bill, do you know why she was furious?
Why?
Because the daughter had bought something that the doctor didn't approve of, even though he got his vision back. And we're trying to get you to see through the haze here, folks, and keep your eyes on the prize, which is Mother Nature Trump's Big Pharma. We'll be back next week. We hope you're there. Thanks for tuning in.